Hello, welcome back to the English programme with me, Steve. It is the election night in the UK. We're trying to find out who is going to be running the government for the next five or so... Well, it is 5 years. I was going to say four or so years, but it's normally five. And it's getting very exciting. The broadcast has begun. The polls are now closed. And unfortunately, if you want to register your vote, it's too late. Where were you, for goodness sake? You've had all day. Dear me, it's too late now. No use crying about it. Anyway, I hope you got to the poll okay. The weather was wonderful, I believe. So no excuses. If you forgot or you couldn't be bothered, then it's too late now. You have to live with your decision for the next 5 years. Well, we have some news here. The BBC have announced there is an exit poll that's being done for the BBC, Sky and ITV News. It's predicting a hung parliament with the Conservatives as the largest party. The poll puts the Conservatives on 307 seats, Labour on 255, the Lib Dems on 59, and others on 29. So the BBC have got a really cool pavement thing they're doing, and as and when each constituency begins to sort of give their results, they're going to sort of do this pavement thing. It's very, very clever. You have to check it out. According to the Press Association as well, Gordon and Sarah Brown today, they had lamb stew for dinner. I'm sure you wanted to know that. That was before the Prime Minister went off for a nap at about 8:30 tonight. And David Cameron, meanwhile, has spent 2 hours chopping logs, as you do. Today was extraordinary for the UKIP, the UK Independence Party. Nigel Farage, who was involved in a light aircraft crash. And he says he's lucky to be alive. I mean, this was a serious accident that happened. He was in a light aircraft with a banner, and it crashed. And he really is lucky to be alive. I've seen the pictures. It's extraordinary. So we hope he's going to be okay. Not the best way to spend the election day, but I'm sure he will be. Grateful to still be around, quite frankly. He's extraordinarily lucky to be alive. And well, basically that's it. We don't have any more news at the moment, except that Big Ben is now projecting the results, and also the BBC, and this exit poll for the BBC, Sky and ITV. The exit poll is being projected onto Big Ben, and as the results come in, which will still be about an hour away, I think is at Sheffield. A particular ward in Sheffield will be the first to sort of announce the results. And that will give you the first indication. From the looks of it, Labour are going to lose a lot. They're not going to lose everything. But the Tories needed 326 to win. And it's unlikely they're going to get 326. It's going to be 307. So they're not going to have a majority, or it's not a landslide. It also looks like the Lib Dems have lost some seats compared to what it was predicted. So not great news for the Lib Dems, I'm afraid. And Labour, well, they're sort of predicted to be the second party on 255. It's still after what's happened, it's still an awful lot. I think it was... was it Andrew Neil on the BBC who said, given the recession, given the unpopularity of Gordon Brown, if the Tories don't win this election, under what circumstances can they win? And it's remarkable that Labour may still win 255 seats. That's an awful lot of seats for such an unpopular party. But we shall see what happens. That is nothing but an exit poll, and things can change. So that's it for now. Doing our report, it's now about more or less 9 minutes past 10 UK time, BST, British Summer Time. Any more news, and we shall bring it to you. This is the English programme. You can contact us, as always, Steve's Radio Show at hotmail.com. If you want to check out the live